Thank you. Is the mind or the heart the generator of feelings? And is Krishna situated in the mind or in the heart? Yeah. As I said that, first of all, let's clarify terms. The word mind refers to a component of the subtle body. The soul, there is the gross body, in between the subtle body, there is mind, intelligence and ego. Within that, there is the mind is one component. And in that sense, the mind is a thing. Subtle thing, but it's still a thing. Now, as far as the heart is concerned, the term heart is sometimes used in a literal way and sometimes in a non-literal way. So literally, it may refer to the physical organ, the biological organ heart. Say, I've got a heart attack. That means the heart is getting damaged, not working properly. So when we talk about, especially in devotional circles, we talk about the heart. Oh, you know, my heart is impure. That doesn't mean that there's impure blood in the heart. We are referring to the word heart in a non-literal way. Now, non-literal does not necessarily mean that the heart is not a thing to be considered. So, the heart is basically the seat of emotions. So, in that sense, we could say, because the soul is the source of consciousness, so it is the soul and the heart are the same. If the soul were not present, then there will be no emotions at all. There will be no seat for the emotion. There will be no consciousness at all. So at one level, we could say that the soul and the heart are the same. But at another level, the soul's consciousness presently is channeled through the subtle body. And we could say primarily, it's a positional faculty is channeled through the mind. So in that sense, our heart is presently situated at the level where the mind is. The soul has emotions related with Krishna, but many of those emotions may be dormant right now. So let's start with some people who are materialistic. But their soul is not having any emotions in relationship with Krishna right now. Their consciousness is entirely invested in the mind. And through the mind they are seeing the whole world. It's like say, some people start playing a virtual reality game where their eyes are glued to the screen. And sometimes people may have some contraptions also, they have some kind of camera or something. They can't see anything else. There's a screen over there, their eyes are here, and there's like a funnel or something like that which just takes them focus only on that screen. And they don't see anything else. So like that in the sadhaka, in the conditioned stage, this person can see other things also. But at that stage, they can see only that. So like that, the soul has the faculty for spiritual consciousness. But at present, the soul can only be materially conscious. So in the Sankhya literature, there's a difference between chit and chitta. The Atma is Sat Chit Ananda. So chit consciousness is a faculty of the soul. But that pure consciousness of the soul is not perceivable at all right now. Chitta is the consciousness projected in the material world. Chitta, the pure consciousness of the soul, is channeled into the material world, and that is called chitta. Krishna says that consciousness is a characteristic of the soul, but then same Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita also says in 13th chapter, that in 13.6 and 7 he is talking about Sankhya, and 13.7 he says that Ichha dvesha sukham dukkham sanghatas chetana dhruti etat kshetram samasena savikaram udharutam. So he says, desire, aversion, happiness, distress and consciousness, these are transformations of kshetra. They are transformations of material nature. Now consciousness is not a product of material nature. And why is Krishna saying that chetana is a transformation of material nature? He is talking about the conditioned consciousness. So why is it the soul is pure? The soul will love any food that is offered to Krishna. But the soul in a South Indian body will be attracted when there is idli. And the soul in a Punjabi body will be attracted when there is paratha. So why is that? The soul is attracted to Krishna. But the soul's consciousness is currently channeled through its conditioned mind. So chitta is the consciousness as it is channeled through the subtle body. So mostly for us in the conditioned stage, it is only chitta that is accessible. Even sadhaka say also, unless you become siddha, the chit The soul's original pure consciousness is not accessible. That means when a person is playing a video game, they can't remove that contraption. They can only see whatever on the video game screen. Like that, currently we can see only through the mind. So that's why at present we can say our heart is situated at the level of the mind. That means whatever are the impressions in the mind, based on that we experience emotions. So if somebody has never heard of Krishna, although even their soul has the potential to purely love Krishna, but when they come to the temple, they may feel no emotion. Because in their mind, there is no impression related with Krishna. But for somebody who has become purified, their mind becomes more and more Krishnaized. Then they have a lot of emotion related with Krishna. And when they become completely purified, at that time, the soul leaves the material body, all the material elements that are there, they merge into the universal covering elements, and then the pure soul goes back to Krishna. So at that time, the soul's natural emotionality becomes awakened. So in the ultimate sense, the soul and the heart are the same. But while we are in the embodied state, we can say the mind and the heart are the same. Because the emotional heart is the seat of emotions. And in our embodied state, most of our emotions, or almost all of our emotions, are experienced based on the impressions in the mind. Does that answer your question? Thank you.